Hello?
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craftworkers. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. I can speak with Sonja Hirons.
Sonja, yeah, this is Sonja.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and just for qualification purpose for this survey, let me move. Okay, to start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
2 years.
2 years, okay. All right, ma'am, and what is your primary branch of the trade? Would you say bricklayer, refractory bricklayer?
Mason finisher.
Mason finisher, okay. That would be like, like a stone mason or a terrazzo mechanic or finisher, right? Finisher.
Yeah, finisher.
Okay. Because I have mason helper or finisher.
Kind of I'm a mason helper, but it's same as mason finisher, I guess.
Okay. All right. We'll go with that one. All right, ma'am, and on the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, a journey level mechanic, apprentice, finisher, or helper, or improver?
I was an apprentice.
Apprentice, okay.
All right. Now I'm journeyed out.
All right, ma'am, and yes or no, are you currently working at that trade?
Yeah, well, I worked in their shop at my job, yeah.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted to work over the last 12 months, you know, in your craft, if any?
I haven't been.
Be like 0 weeks, right? No, you haven't
right.
been unemployed.
Not right
okay.
now, no.
All right, we'll go to zero. All right, ma'am, and yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year? Yes or no?
No.
Okay.
Who is this anyway?
And, okay, I'm calling from Opinion Research. That's the name of the company we do the survey for, but on behalf of our client, International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers.
Okay.
Okay? And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Okay, no dropping membership. All right, ma'am, and thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as there were last year?
I think more.
More construction projects. Okay. All right. And thinking about, and do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects or more union construction projects or about the same as there were this time last year?
I think more.
More? Okay. All right.
More
then,
about the same.
Okay, and then yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform, you know, the work on the union projects in your community?
I think so. I'm not sure, really.
Okay, not sure. All right. And I'm in and yes or no, thinking about all the jobs on, you know, which you work in the last, in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed in the union on any of them?
Was there a what?
A steward.
A steward?
Yes, they call, you know, the union steward like a supervisor, you know, somebody in the union.
Oh, they have popped in, yeah, I think so.
Oh, okay, so yes, right, okay.
Yeah.
All right, ma'am, and... okay, and yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
Okay. All right. Okay, and thinking about the last job in which you worked, you know, do you know whether it was funded primarily privately through the federal government or through the state or local government, or do you not know?
I don't know.
Okay, don't know on that one. Okay. All right, ma'am, I'm thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months. Do you think that there will be more unemployment than now, about the same or less unemployment than now?
I'm not really sure. I guess it depends. I mean, it's
just
all
your,
weather
just
dependent
your,
too.
But that's just, you know, generally speaking, you know, generally about the economy and jobs.
Oh, I'm not sure. I haven't really paid too much attention to that.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Okay, now looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that there, in the next 2 or 3 years, it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
It depends on, I think everything kind of depends on inflation and everything like that.
But the way you see things now, do you think, that your family's economic situation will be better, get worse, or about stay about the same?
Probably stay about the same.
Okay, all right.
But with
okay,
the economy, I don't know.
Thinking about your work and, you know, work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about, you know, on the job? Would you say dust or air quality, COVID-19, fall risk? Of falling objects, heat or cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, or no real safety concerns with you?
I don't have any safety concerns.
Okay. No real safety concerns.
No. I think, you know,
all right, ma'am,
people...
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No.
Okay, no meeting. All right. Okay, for each of the following, please tell me if you participated in the activity in the past 12 months, okay, like a union organizing. Yes or no?
No.
What about political canvassing?
No.
Picketing?
No.
Okay. None of that.
No.
Okay. And in the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Would you say regularly, occasionally, or never?
I'd say occasionally.
Occasionally. Okay. All right, ma'am. And not changing the subject to the world beyond the union. Please rank me the following news sources from, you know, the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one that you're least likely to get your news from. Okay, here's the first one.
Okay.
Print or online newspaper, radio, cable news, friends and neighbors, the internet or social media, or local TV news programming.
I say they send out, like, newsletters.
Okay, well, the ones I write to you, would that be, which one would be the first that you would, you know, get your information from?
Newsletter. Newsletter.
Okay, it'll be print or online newspapers?
Yeah.
Okay, but which one would be your second one? Would that be radio, cable news, friends and neighbors? The internet or social media or local TV news programming?
Probably internet.
Okay, be internet and social media. And your third one? Radio, cable news?
I've never really seen anything or hear anything on the radio or news about it.
Okay, what about friends and neighbors?
Yeah, I'd say that before
okay.
The...
Okay, and then I got radio, cable news, or local TV news programming.
I don't ever really hear too much about it on radio or TV.
Okay, but okay, so we just put in my last. Okay, that you don't mess with this. Okay. Yeah. You don't mess with cable news or radio,
well,
right?
I do watch it, but I never hear anything about the union on the...
All right. All right, ma'am, and which of the following issues matters most to you right now? You know, support for labor unions. Would you say education and environment, foreign policy, healthcare, immigration, jobs in the economy, or something else?
What affects my job the most?
No, this is which of the following issues matters to you most right now?
Right now?
The support for labor unions. So would that be education, the environment, foreign policy, healthcare, immigration, jobs in the economy, or maybe something else?
Maybe, I don't know. I don't really know how to answer that one.
Okay, you don't know. Okay, so be may something else. Okay, we'll put something else.
Okay.
Okay. All right. All right, ma'am. And as you may know, a BAC or BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
No, I haven't.
Okay, we know, right? Okay.
Right.
Okay, ma'am, as you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it's very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not important at all that the federal elected officials support it?
I think it's important.
Okay, would that be very or just somewhat to you, ma'am?
Somewhat.
Somewhat important, okay?
Oh, well,
all right,
then, yeah, it's important.
Okay, generally speaking, do you believe the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protection of the Davis-Bacon Act?
I don't know too much about that, so I don't have a comment for that one.
Okay, no problem, ma'am. We'll move to the next question. All right, ma'am, as you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as UAW, are currently on a strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions, okay? Which side do you support more on this dispute, GM, Ford, or and Stellantis, or the United Auto Workers?
Probably the United the
workers,
probably.
Okay, would that be much more or just somewhat more?
Probably somewhat more.
Okay, we'll go somewhat. All right, ma'am. All right, ma'am, we're almost done with this survey, okay? I really thank you and for your participation on this survey. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove the job, you know, Joe Biden has done with each of the following. His job as president overall, would that be strongly approved, somewhat disapproved, or strongly disapproved?
Probably strongly disapproved.
Approve or disapprove?
No.
Okay, what about the economy?
Disapprove.
Yes, strong. Yeah, that's what I put, disapprove. Okay, what about the economy?
Disapprove.
Immigration.
Immigration, what about it?
Has he done a good job or, you know, disapprove of his job as president?
Disapprove.
Okay, what about support for labor unions?
With Biden?
Yes. Has he done
I don't know, but I don't really know what I don't know. I don't follow that.
Okay.
Too much.
What about foreign affairs?
I kind of disapprove.
Okay, would that be strongly or just somewhat disapprove?
Pretty much strongly.
Okay, and the last one be healthcare.
Probably disapprove. I just disapprove of him as the president
okay.
altogether.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Thank you. And okay, and do you disapprove or approve the way Congress is handling its job?
I don't really want to get into politics and stuff, but I don't really approve of Biden, and I don't know about Congress and stuff.
Okay. All right. You don't know on that one. Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, ma'am. And are you registered to vote? Would you say yes or no?
Yes. Yeah, I am.
I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote on the election for president and other office in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will probably vote? Are the chances 50-50?
I will vote.
Charlie. All right, ma'am, and if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote?
Probably Trump.
Okay. All right, and yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety? Would you say yes or no?
My dog is really barking, so I couldn't really hear you with that one.
Okay, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement, and security and safety?
Oh, yeah, I find it important.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and turning back to BAC, BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness on your local union? Would you say excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I say they do a good job. Excellent.
So good, right? Good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, excellent.
All right, and how would you rate the overall effectiveness and, you know, in the international union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I think good. Oops, is this almost over? Because my dog is, he has diabetes and he needs
Yes, ma'am. We are towards the end. Okay.
Okay.
How could the union best improve its representation and service?
I think they do good as they are. I mean, they notify us very well on, like, union meetings and everything.
So, I think they're doing a good job.
Yeah, I think they're doing a good job.
Okay, doing a good job, right? Good job. And that'd be, like, notifying you and on everything?
Yeah, they notify us way ahead of time when they're going to be having union meetings, and it's kind of like we all get texts on meetings and union meetings, and they let us know ahead of time.
Okay, it'd be like meetings and
like union meetings.
Okay.
How many more questions are there? Because I pretty much gotta go.
Okay, let me ask this last question. In your own words, what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing that unions should be working on?
I don't know, just representing for union members. And...
Okay, representing union workers, right?
Yeah, sorry, I can't concentrate right now.
Okay, these are the last questions, ma'am. You say representing union workers?
Yeah.
Okay, and that would be, that's what you think that they should be...
Or helping us, yeah. I mean,
Okay, and help, right? And help.
Yeah.
And help the workers.
Okay, yeah. Is it okay if I finish this?
Okay, let me see. I think I'm almost towards the end. Okay, let me just get up. Can I have... okay, now it's
well,
just... And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union, ma'am? Would you say union meetings, job site, mail, text, SMS, or email?
Text, probably text.
Text, okay. All right, ma'am, and how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BEC? Would you say 4 or more times a year, a couple times a year, once a year, or never?
I don't always read my monthly newsletter, so I'm not sure. I think it's the monthly newsletter or quarterly. I'm not sure. But I really do have to get off the phone.
Would you like to get it like 4 times a year, a couple times a year, once a year, or never?
Oh, a few times a year. Once in a while, I'll look through it and stuff, so.
Okay,
or
okay.
Quarterly, I don't know. Okay, I really have to
just
go.
Just for qualification purposes, I would like to ask you questions about statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself a Republican or Democrat or something else?
I guess it kind of depends, probably more so with Republican.
Republican,
okay.
All right.
Yeah, I have to get off the phone, okay?
Okay, ma'am. All right, ma'am. And,
okay.
Okay, well, if you have to get off, thank you very much, because I only have like two or three more questions.
Okay, but my dog has diabetes, and I need to give him his insulin, and he's, like, scratching at me and stuff,
well,
so I got to go.
Let me ask you this last question. I promise I hang up the phone.
Well, I can't because his health is important to me, too. Okay, thank you.
All right,
okay,
ma'am.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right.